This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A dozen long years ago, kicking off in the city of Doha in Qatar, negotiations began to further liberalize trade rules. On Monday, or even as early as this Sunday, the World Trade Organization could announce a Doha deal. The agenda isn't as ambitious as it was in the beginning. Doha Light, some are calling it. Sean Donnan is covering this for the Financial Times. Mr. Donnan, good morning.
Good morning.
So these folks have been working on this seemingly forever. What will they say they achieved? What is in Doha Light?
So the big effort to push through something that in WTO jargon is called trade facilitation. That's a really awful name for something that's quite simple. It's reducing red tape at borders around the world. That's a big deal for business around the world. There's people out there who are saying this could add as much as $1 trillion in trade to the global economy.
What was left off the table? What's one example of something that comes to mind when they made this LITE light?
They weren't having really a bigger discussion about the world of agriculture. And that is in the past what has really hung things up. The developing world hates the way the Europeans and the Americans subsidize farmers and really protect the farming sectors. And also from their perspective, keep their markets closed to the outside world and really want to open that up.
Sean Donnan at the Financial Times, thank you very much.
David, thank you.